Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A mixed bag today for grain futures, with corn and wheat both trading just a touch lower. December corn was down 0.75 cents at 374 3/4. Beans, on the other hand, were just a touch higher. November beans up 7 cents at $8.86. And then the wheats were both lower. December Chicago wheat down 6 cents at 483 3/4. And then December Kansas City wheat down about 5.5 cents at 482 and a half. The wheat market, technically speaking, has been selling off since the first part of July. Had a pretty good sell-off down from about $6.30 all the way down to $4.83 in a little less than 2 months at this point. We're still below the moving average, and that market continues to make new lows. The trend-following funds will just continue to sell it. Of course, as it makes new lows, there will be a rally at some point. The seasonals suggest that this time of year is usually the low, and that as you get work toward wintertime, the market should ease back up. Now, there's also the idea that with these lower wheat prices, the availability of grain next July might not be as great due to the fact that will farmers plant as many acres with the low price, and then how much of it will be grazed out.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Corn futures have been trading sideways throughout the month of August, other than the big August 12th USDA report, where the market moved pretty substantially. So we've been pretty much sideways since then. We're still below the moving average. The moving average is all the way down at 398, up at 398, so significantly below that. The good news for corn futures is that the market has not continued to make new lows. So that is somewhat of a good sign. It seems like we are near an equilibrium price for corn. Of course, the next 30 to 60 days, there is a seasonal low with harvest around the corner. Maybe that will happen this year. Beans, a similar story. They've continued to sell off since the middle part of July, going from about a high of $10.45 all the way down to about $8.50 currently. We've rallied for 3 or 4 days here up to $8.85.5. Beans are also below the moving average, the 50 days all the way up at 9.59. So there's significant space above the market for that bean market to rally. And like corn, the seasonality is for the beans to make their low in the next couple of months as well. So with wheat possibly rallying due to seasonals, and the corn and beans over the next couple of months due to the seasonal lows, hopefully we'll get a rally in both of them.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, October live cattle up 142 and 143.97, December up 120 at 146.05, September feeder cattle up 205 at 202.40, October up 185 at 198.92, October lean hogs down 62 at 66.42, December unchanged at 62.05. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat down 6 3/4 at 457 3/4. December down 4 3/4 at 483 1/2. September Chicago wheat down 7 1/4 at 477. September corn down 1/2 at 363 1/4. December unchanged at 375. September soybeans 7 higher at 893 1/4. November up 6 1/2 at 885 1/2. October cotton down 8 at 63.75. December down 35 at 63 even. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.